We're doing Sefer Maasiyot, Rav Nissim Gaon's work of stories that are supposed to teach us Jewish philosophy. And Rav Nissim Gaon begins and tells us the story that our sages tell us in Ta'anit, in the Gemara Ta'anit. Amru Rabbeinu Zal, our sages said, Sherabi Vroka haya olech bashuk, Rabbi Vroka was walking in the marketplace, at sheba likrato Eliyahu Zal, till Eliyahu came towards Rabbi Broka. Venigla alav, Rabbi Eliyahu Anavi revealed himself to Rabbi Broka, v'diber imon, spoke to him. Vayishaleu Rabbi Broka v'yomer lo. So Rabbi Broka asked Eliyahu, he said to him, Hayesh bashuk hazeh, is there in this marketplace Adam, a person, zoche lechaye olam haba, that merits the world to come? Vayan, Eliyahu answered him, v'yomer lo. Eliyahu said, no. All the people around here, none of them are making it to the world to come. Odam mesaperim yachad, they were still conversing with one another, at sheba alehim ish velo tzitzit, till a person passed by them. He was a man who did not have tzitzit. Uvraglav minalim shchorim, and on his feet he was wearing what the non-Jews at the time wore, which were black shoes. The Jews did not wear black shoes. The non-Jews wore black shoes. So here a man walks past them. He does not wear tzitzit. He wears the shoes like the non-Jews. Ve'yomer lo Eliyahu, and Eliyahu said to Rabbi Broka, Ze Aish, that man, she'avar aleinu, that just passed by us, mi'oshe gan Eden, he is from those that will inherit the Garden of Eden. Ve'ikreu Rabbi Broka, so Rabbi Broka called out to the person, ve'lo anahu, and the person doesn't answer him. So now the rabbi has three reasons to be bewildered. The man is not dressed Jewish, he does not have tzitzit, he's not dressed Jewish, he does not have the shoes that the Jews wear out of modesty, and when the rabbi beckons him, he doesn't respond. So now Rabbi Broka asks Eliyahu's permission to exit from the conversation, and he runs after the person and reaches him. So the person said to him, I am the one who's in charge of the Roman jail. Uminagi, and my custom is le'esor anashim levadam ve'anashim levadana. When I put people in jail, I have separation. I have a place where I put the men, and I have a place where I put the women. Uvalayla, when it comes nighttime, ani mesim mitati, I place my bed bin anashim uvin anashim, between the men's section and the women's section. Ve'ani shomer otam bechol alayla, and I watch them all night long. Mipnei she'ani mefached, for I am concerned al hanashim, about the women, shelo yensu otan asurim, that the men who are in jail should not take them forcibly. Uchshasru etzli yudit, and when they put in my prison, I'm a Roman prison guard, and when a Jewish woman is put into the Roman prison, ani mishtadel leshomra ulatzila, I try very hard to watch her and save her. Meaning the Romans didn't care what happened in prison. They put the women in, they put the men in, and you could imagine what was going on there. So he says, I do my best to ensure at least at night that nothing improper happens. And if there's a Jewish woman there, so then I put myself all out when to do what I can. And one time, a Jewish woman was placed in this Roman prison, and she was a married woman. And I understood from the other men that were incarcerated that they were thinking how they were going to do something improper with this girl. Till I took some sediment from wine, from olives that had been pressed, and I gave her. And I said to her, Biti, my daughter, ha'aviri shmarim elu al besarech, smear yourself with this sediment, make your body be red, and then tell him that you've had your onset. And in those times, people were humane enough that if they heard that she was during that period, they wouldn't have come close to her. So she did that, and she was saved, and no one came near her. So Rabbi Broka realizes that this is an unusual Jew. He's in the position of being the Roman prison guard, and he's doing his best to ensure that there's modesty even between the non-Jewish prisoners, and also when there's a Jewish girl. So also he does his best to watch her, to protect her from the men in the prison. So now Rabbi Broka asks him, "Mipnei ma beraglecha minalim shechorim? Why is it that on your feet you're wearing the type of shoes that non-Jews wear, black shoes? Then betalitcha tzitzit. How come you're wearing a four-cornered garment without tzitzis?" So this man who was in charge of the prison said to him, "Minagil avo bet ha-melech, I am accustomed to go into the king's home, mipnei shlo yekiruni shani yehudi, and I don't want them to recognize that I'm Jewish, v'ani shomeh midivrehem, and I hear from their conversation, ma sheyigzeru al Yisrael migezerot, what they plan on decreeing against the Jewish people, v'ani memeher, and then I go with alacrity, umodi at hachamim, and I let the sages know what the Romans are plotting against them, so that they fast and gather and pray to God, to annul the decree and to annul their thoughts and their plots from upon us." Rabbi Broka said, "Okay, you've answered my first two questions. Why, when I called you, I beckoned you, you didn't answer?" So the jailer said to him, "Sheigiduli, because I was told that all the officers, all the nobles have gathered in the king's home lechadesh gzira al Yisrael, to renew a decree against the Jewish people. Umihalti, and I was in a rush kedei sheodi atachachamim, to let the sages know that this was what was brewing, lavo el haMelech Hashem Tzvakot, to come before the king." God, who is in charge of all the armies, litchanin lo, to beg before him, ulvakesh milfanav ala pleita nisheret, and to beg of God over the remainder, the Jews that have made it thus far. So this is what's happened so far. Odenu medaber Eliyahu, Rabbi Broka goes back and converses with Eliyahu, ve'ine shnei anashim uvrim, and two people pass. And Eliyahu says to Rabbi Broka, "Gam elem yorshei Gan Eden, they too will inherit the Garden of Eden." Vayikra otam Rabbi Broka, so Rabbi Broka calls them, "Vayishalem lemor mama seichem," and he asks them, "What do you guys do?" Vayomeru lo, and they told him, "Minageinu vechukeinu, our custom, our statute is kshenishma kol ish, when we hear of any person mal nefesh who is bitter, vidoeg and worried, v'ne'enach and sighing, v'cho'ev and hurting, v'nidham and stunned, a person who is in a difficult state emotionally, lalechet leveito, we go to his house, lanud lo lenachamo, to comfort him, to appease him, ul'daber alibo, and to talk to him, kedei lesamecho, to make him happy, ul'asir anachato, to remove his sighs, v'dagato and his worries, v'gono and his sorrow, v'tugato and his lamentations, me'akorot asher mitzahu, from whatever happened to him that caused him to be so morose, lugubrious, abject, sad." Mr. SAT. Me'akorot asher mitzahu, from the things that happened to him, ve'atilaot asher afafuhu v'sovivu, and the different tragedies, the different things that seem to have surrounded him, "Ad asher yitnachem, till we succeed in comforting him, v'yitchazek levavo, and we strengthen his heart, v'titametz nafsho, and his spirit gets fortified, u'faruach tifrach v'tagel v'tismach, and after we speak to him and comfort him, us too, then he can again take flight and rejoice and be happy." So the first story that we've learned thus far is the story of Rabbi Broka and Eliyahu, that initially Eliyahu told them, "No one out here is going to get the world to come, no one who's standing in the marketplace with us." And then they saw this one person who seemed unusual. He was wearing a talis without tzitzis, he was wearing shoes like non-Jews wear. And when Rabbi Broka beckons him, he does not respond. Rabbi Broka chases after him and discovers that he is a jailer who maintains modesty in the jail and protects the women. And then when he asks him why he dresses in this unusual fashion, he tells him this is so that he could get into the king's house without people knowing that he's Jewish. And whenever he hears there's a decree, he could let the rabbis know so they could pray to annul it. And then Rabbi Brok asked him, so why when I called you, you didn't answer? And he tells him, because there was a decree, I had to let the rabbis know to pray so that the decree would be annulled. Another two people in the marketplace pass, and Elio tells him they too will get the world to come. And when Rabbi Broka asked them what they do, why, what are their good actions, they say that they comfort a person. They were the psychologists of yesteryear, helping a person deal with the difficulties of life. There's a point that we should note. When Rabbi Broka asks the person why he's going to get the world to come, the first person first tells him about what he does in the jail. We might think that the fact that he's consistently coming to the rabbis and letting them know about the Roman decrees, and due to his inside information, the rabbis can pray and get the decree annulled, we would have thought that that should have been what the person said. If you would have asked me, I would have said, that's why he's going to get the world to come. And it's interesting that the Gemara specifically says that when Rabbi Broka asks him, this man seemed to feel that what he did in the jail was going to be his key to Gan Eden. In his mind, that was the main point. Only after Rabbi Broka questions him as to his dress, does the person reveal that he is also inside the king's house. So we might say that information he preferred to keep private. That even from Rabbi Broka, he preferred to conceal that information until Rabbi Broka cornered him. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure if really the first one, the point as a jailer, was the stronger one in his mind, or it was just that he preferred not to reveal that, the fact that he was in the king's house.